Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad's a 20-year member of our Brain Trust, president of IAS Training. He's one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and also Munchies for Salespeople, and he's our good friend Brad. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So...
Great to be back.
I always like to go back. I find myself increasingly over the years reminding people that nothing happens in the marketplace and really anywhere else, even in the government, doesn't matter. Nothing happens. The headwater of everything in society basically happens when somebody makes a sale. Until that happens, until that happens, there's no revenue from which to get gross profit from. There's no gross profit from which to pay expenses. There's no profit left over after taxes to distribute, to help people, to grow families and communities and countries. Somebody makes a sale. That's the headwater of everything else as far as I'm concerned. And if those salespeople are your salespeople, you need to make sure they're the right people, don't you?
Absolutely. That's contrary to popular belief. This is the oldest industry.
That's exactly right. I did. I wrote an article about that. Contrary. The oldest profession is not what you think. All right. So how do we find and acquire and onboard and train and deploy quality salespeople?
Well, you know, I've always believed that the two most important decisions you're ever going to make in your life is who you marry and who you hire. And I think people sometimes take that too lightly because, you know, you spend all night with one and you spend all day with the other. And if you make a hiring mistake, you got to live with that for a long time to get rid of that person. So I always believe that you need to have a large pool of people from whom to choose from. And you just can't hire out of desperation the first person that walks through your door looking for a job. And way too often, that's exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are held hostage by their staffs or by their hiring mistakes and all those types of things. And it gets to the point where even they hate coming to work because they know they're going to have to deal with somebody that they really don't respect or doesn't respect them or whatever the case may be. So,
well, the only thing harder for a small business owner than bringing somebody on board is getting rid of them.
Exactly.
It's really brutal, and the first process is something we just don't like to do, and we fog a mirror with somebody fogs a mirror and we hire them, and we slap our hands together and say, okay, we're done, you know, now let's go back to work, and without realizing whether we got the best person available. Whether this person can actually do the job, they talk a good game. We think they can do it. We believe we can train them, but we haven't done any testing or anything. So talk to us. Let's go through the recruiting process first. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, first thing I think you need to do is have a recruiting statement on the back of your business card. And a business owner is always looking for good, high quality people, and you never know where you're going to find that person. You know, for example, you're out eating dinner some night at a restaurant, and the waitress comes over, and she says, oh, my gosh, we got hot out of the oven apple pie with cinnamon ice cream muffin down to the sides, and the strawberry cheesecake tonight is just to die for. Let me bring you out a few of those and a couple of forks, and you guys can share. I might recruit that person.
That's
so contrary to the waitress coming up and say, y'all didn't want a dessert, did you? Which they just don't get it in life.
Right.
So, you know, you can always find good quality people somewhere if you keep your eyes open and constantly looking. And I think the best place to find people is to steal them from other businesses.
You know, I used to do that.
The last thing you want.
When I had my consulting company, all my clients needed good salespeople. And as I moved around the marketplace, I'd bump into people like you were just talking about. And I saw how they represented themselves for their employer. And I would set them up with interviews with my clients. And I'm telling you, that was some of that happened almost 30 years ago. And some of those people are still in those companies.
Oh, absolutely. You know, with unemployment at 3.9, 4.1, whatever this latest stat you read, you know, people aren't just wandering in your door looking for jobs. If a person doesn't have a job, there's something really
wrong. You're saying never stop thinking about recruiting, even if you don't pull the trigger. Never stop thinking about recruiting for salespeople.
Absolutely. You're
all right, hold on.
Preparing and training the rest of your life.
Hold on to that thought. We'll come back. We're going to bring these people on board and test them and make sure they can do the job and then train them. After these messages, 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.